Speaking today with Chandler Gould, CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers.
So the safety net is very important to wheat growers for the 2023 Farm Bill.
Talk about that, please.
Well, you know, we're definitely looking at, is the current safety net, which is made up of crop insurance, ARC, and PLC, is that sufficient to where the current cost of production is for the wheat industry for us? And in our end analysis, we would definitely have to say no. I want to be very clear, though, we're not trying to say that the safety net needs to make sure that growers make money, but it needs to be a solid backstop, and it's clearly not keeping up with the total cost of production that we're currently seeing across the country.
And what else would you like to see included in the Farm Bill, and how would you advocate for those things?
Well, just like many organizations, we have 20 of our states coming in Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. We'll be meeting with congressional offices from the 20 states that we represent on both the House and the Senate side and at the USDA. Clearly, our number one priority for the 2023 Farm Bill will be to maintain crop insurance. But other things that we'll be looking at will be increasing the PLC reference price for wheat, making sure that we continue to have good access to crop protection tools, to continue our voluntary conservation programs, and then trying to seek additional budget authority so that we can expand some of those programs that we do like and have the potential to raise that reference price to increase that safety net.
What are the talks around increasing the reference price for the ARP PLC payments?
Well, so yeah, just kind of going back to what we discussed, you know, they've been static for the last three farm bills, but it's expensive to raise those the ARC and the PLC price, and so that's why really the linchpin that's going to be whether or not we are able to increase those two programs will be if we can get new money into the current farm bill. Because I think what a lot of people don't understand is the way the government determined spending is completely backwards than how you determine your own spending. So if we're not spending money, if the ARC and PLC program are not paying out, we're actually losing money that we can use to write the next farm bill, which is completely backwards. So if you're not spending money, you don't have more money to use. The less money you spend, the less you actually have. And so that additional budget authority is going to be what determines whether or not we can increase those two programs.
And how do you continue to advocate for wheat growers?
Just maintaining our strong relationships with our congressional members from all the delegations, and then, you know, networking and making sure that we continue to be the grassroots voice for the U.S. wheat grower, which is why we have our fly-ins and our annual meetings, and then to continue to work through our policy process through our two major committees here at the National Association of Wheat Growers.
Thank you so much for meeting with me.
Thank you very much.